Good afternoon, everybody. I'm here to talk about Parks After Dark, a program in Los Angeles County. I have no relationships to disclose. So here's an outline of what I'm going to talk about today. Really briefly, I'm going to talk about the intersection of violence and chronic disease, showing some LA County data. And I know some of my colleagues up here have talked about similar issues in their areas. I'm going to provide an overview of our program, present some outcomes data, and talk about some lessons learned and next steps for the project. These are maps of Los Angeles County. On the left, there's a map of adult obesity prevalence, and on the right, we've got homicide rates. And just glancing at the maps, you can clearly see that certain communities really have high rates of both of these issues, particularly in South LA. Many of the same communities are experiencing high rates of obesity, high rates of chronic disease, and high rates of violence. And we know that violence is a barrier to physical activity, which can help prevent chronic disease. And on the map on the right, the stars indicate the parks where the program took place to give you some context of where we're working. Here's a slide showing some place-based disparities in LA County, and just to show it quickly, I'm contrasting South LA, South Central LA, with West LA, which includes, you know, communities like Beverly Hills and Santa Monica, very wealthy communities. In South LA, homicide is the leading cause of premature death. In West LA, it doesn't even rank. The data are too small there to even calculate rates. Percent of adults who believe their neighborhood is safe from crime, from our LA County Health Survey, only 57% in South LA, close to 100% in West LA. Adult obesity prevalence is nearly 33% in South LA, and only 10% in West LA. And again, from our survey, percent of children whose parents say they can easily get to a park, playground, or other safe place to play. The lowest score was in South LA, 63%, compared to West LA, almost 90%. So some background on the program. It began in summer of 2010. It was a prevention strategy of the Los Angeles County Gang Violence Reduction Initiative, which I'm not going to get into. And I know Ms. Burns from Advancement Project, their organization was a big help in designing that initiative, particularly the Parks After Dark program. This is the Department of Parks and Recreation program. It's not a public health program, although we're getting involved, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in the end. And it was modeled after the City of Los Angeles' very successful Summer Night Lights program, which began in 2008. It's a collaborative effort with strong partnerships from various county agencies, law enforcement, social services, and a variety of community organizations and businesses. It has received several awards from national park organizations, and it was recently funded by the Community Transformation Grant that our department received. It's a huge grant focusing on nutrition, obesity prevention, tobacco, and we have a small part of it, and hopefully if the funding lasts, it will be funded through 2016. And we use the funding to expand the parks and also to provide law enforcement deputies to patrol the events and work with the community. So the goal, as part of the Gang Violence Reduction Initiative, our parks focus in communities with high rates of gang violence and also high rates of obesity. And our population is the entire family. We want to provide activities for high-risk youth, but we also want to provide an opportunity for the whole family and the whole community to get together. Working with the county, we work in the unincorporated communities, which are more underserved. And these are the parks that we use in the areas. Three parks are in their third year, so we've seen a significant success there. And we added three parks with our additional funding this year, so we'll contrast some data with those. An overview of the programming. It does take place in the summer, Thursday through Saturdays from about 6 to 10 p.m., summer months have higher crime. There's not as much for kids to do, and I know in Los Angeles, we've lost funding for summer school and lots of activities. So it was important to write programming during this time with limited funding. And the programming had anything from sports, soccer clinics, basketball games, walking clubs, which was a very successful part that our public health department actually did contribute, organized bike rides between the parks, dance classes, education classes. The public health department provided healthy cooking demonstrations, which were a huge draw. Of course, law enforcement to patrol the events and make sure they were safe, and also provide an opportunity to interact positively with youth and families in the community. Movies, concerts, talent shows, health and wellness fairs to bring resources to the community members. Many of our public health programs did participate in that. And economic and legal resource fairs. One of the most successful projects was a juvenile justice Jeopardy program where kids learned about the justice system and what their rights are. So public safety, we work with the Sheriff Parks Bureau, which is fairly new. I believe they just started in 2010. And they patrolled the events and made sure they had high visibility and make sure that families felt safe, made sure they had consistent staffing so they could maintain relationships with the participants. We had many reports of positive interactions with the kids and the community members. And deputies also reported having a very positive experience. They enjoyed being there. We were also able to work with probation to enable youth who are under gang injunctions in the community to participate in the events as long as they were participating in programming and not just hanging out. This year we added community intervention workers to the parks. We had two per park. We only had them at 5 out of 6 parks. And that was a challenge I'll talk a little bit about later. They were trained. Some of them, I think, received training from the Advancement Projects program. They communicated nightly with park staff and the deputies to talk about any concerns or how they would address them. They did rumor control, mediated with local gangs so they could try to resolve any potential conflicts before they could rise to the level of a law enforcement issue. And we found this relationship to work very well. They also outreach to local youth to encourage them to participate in the program. So outcomes, we're going to look at some crime data. First, I'm going to show you results from our survey. We've done a survey every year since 2010, and results have always been very positive. Attendance, the Department of Parks and Recreation reports 52,000 visits this summer at the 6 parks. And that's up 10,000 since last year. We're always looking to increase that. And the map at the right maps the survey respondents by zip code. And you can see there's quite a large reach. The really light blue are only maybe one survey, but we do reach quite a large range of communities in the county. About a little over a third are youth under 18 in the survey respondents, 18% young adults, 18 to 25, 45% adults. The majority of participants are female. It's a challenge to get more males in the community to be involved. And most of them did report that they were regular park visitors. They're familiar with the park and they've used it. One new question we added this year, we wanted to see if residents were physically active and if PAD provided an opportunity for them to be active. 68% reported being physically active 3 or more days per week. This was a really, really rough estimation or approximation of the guidelines for physical activity. It was really hard to squeeze all the skip patterns on a one-page survey. So it's a rough approximation. 28% reported being physically active 1 to 2 days per week. Of those, 76% participated in physical activity during parks after dark. And 4%, about 80 or so people, reported no weekly physical activity. And of these, 2/3 participated in some sort of physical activity during PAD. So it's a great outreach opportunity for physical activity. Safety, this is from our survey. 96% felt safe during parks after dark while they attended, which is phenomenal for parks that were overrun by gangs in the past. And we've seen similar numbers in past years. Of the 4% who did not feel safe, most of them did indicate they would participate again. We also this year asked about neighborhood safety perception and found that 86% reported feeling safe in their neighborhood. And of those, nearly 100% felt safe during parks after dark. And of the 14% who reported feeling unsafe in their neighborhood, 91% felt safe during parks after dark. And there was a statistically significant difference between these groups, but they are both still very high. Crime data did decrease in the surrounding community compared to the summer prior to program start. What we looked at is violent crime in the law enforcement reporting district surrounding the parks compared to the summer before they started. So parks in their third year, so this is comparing 2012 PAD to 2009, the year before we had programming, violent crime decreased 43%. For parks in their first year, the three new parks, it decreased 11% compared to the summer of 2011. And looking at the Sheriff's Department crime decrease overall, the most recent data I have is 2011, there was an 8% decrease. So we're seeing a really nice cumulative decrease. We know that trends in crime have been decreasing throughout the region, but we are seeing a significant decrease in these parks. And again, improved relationships between law enforcement and the residents and improved social cohesion has been an important part of that. Satisfaction, 98% indicated that they would participate again or recommend to a friend, and I've pulled a few quotes from the survey. That's the best part of the survey, is getting the feedback from the residents. PAD is a really good opportunity to hang out with your friends and do things at night that you've never gotten to experience at the park before. This program changed my life and my family's life. We eat healthier and we exercise more. My kids love it. Please continue this program. It brings the community together. This is an excellent idea to keep kids participating in positive activities. We saw many, many comments like this about how important it was for the community and how they wanted to see it expanded to more communities, more times throughout the year, more parks. A few success stories to illustrate improved social cohesion in these communities. At Pamela Park, which is up in the San Gabriel Valley, we kept hearing reports that many residents, you know, they didn't know their neighbors, they'd never met before. Community members decided to have a spontaneous potluck at the park. Park staff were just like, oh, okay, sure, why not? In South LA, a local bike club, Eastside Riders, organized a community bike ride from Roosevelt Park to Watkins Park. And these were rival gang territories in the past. So that was a huge success. The last example, our sheriff deputies in 2010 organized a basketball tournament with the teens at Roosevelt Park, and they've done this every year. In 2010, we received some good media coverage, and the teens win every year. This year, at our wrap-up meeting, the deputies said that they started asking for ID to ensure that they were actually teenagers. So I'm just going to wrap it up with some successes and challenges of the program. Key has been multi-sectoral collaborations. Parks is phenomenal. I mean, they've already done a lot of fantastic programming in the community, and working with their partners, they were really able to bring together a wide variety of activities and make sure they were safe. And without the partners, it wouldn't have been nearly as successful. Support from county leadership was incredibly important. We had the support of our chief executive officer and our board offices, who also help contribute money to the partnership. So it's important to have some leadership on board to keep it going. Leveraging funds to sustain program, that's also important. The Community Transformation Grant is a help, but I know they're always looking for more funding so that they can expand programming to meet the desire of the community and the need. Engaging community in program planning and follow-up meetings was incredibly important. The community was involved in planning from year one, and this summer they're involved in planning, and they have debrief meetings in each community to talk about what they liked, what they didn't. We also use the survey data to help inform recommendations for what kind of programming they would like to see, or if they need more sheriff presence, or if they need more lighting or cleaner facilities. And this year, the addition of community intervention workers we found was incredibly successful. The collaboration between the deputies, park staff, and the intervention workers was very successful. We'd like to continue that and see how that improves. Connecting public health to the effort. This is a parks and recreation program. We were involved in limited ways, and we're trying to get public health department more involved because the parks department, they're doing public health. And lastly, food. You got to have food. You can't always use your funding to pay for it, but you find a way to have food there. Challenges, and this has come out in our debrief meetings with the planning teams. It can be expensive to have all this programming and the staff, and the people who coordinate it, they want to see the best program possible. They want to get all the entertainment activities they can. But with limited resources, we're trying to think about where are we getting the best bang for our buck? Where are we, do we need to, can we have a lighter level of programming but still maintain the outcomes we're having so we can serve more communities? The need to start planning early, at least in January for a summer program so you can get all your partners on board, get your schedule, get your program together, and get your outreach. Outreach and advertising, we found through the survey that most of them have heard about through word of mouth, and a lot of people have expressed need for more advertising, more signs up in the community. People mostly found out about it either through friends or they were just walking by and saying, oh, what's going on over there? So that's something we need to work on. Political concerns about community intervention workers. We weren't able to have intervention workers at all of the parks because some of our county leaders aren't for that model, so it's juggling. Sometimes we have to juggle those issues, and it may make for a nice natural experiment to compare the park where we couldn't have them to the parks where we have them, so that is something that we can look at. Attendance in classes, service versus recreational activities. Obviously, you want to go see the movie, you want to go see the concert and dance, you know, maybe you don't want to go to the nutrition class. So getting those more visibility and trying to funnel people into the more educational and service aspects of the program is something that we're going to work on. I need to get more men involved in the programming, adult men in the community, and also young men who are, they'll hang out at the park, but they may not maybe take a class or, you know, join a sports league. So that's something that we're going to work on. So next steps, increased health promotion. It's interesting that this started as a violence prevention initiative. It is very, they're doing public health, having all these activities and these resources. So we've been working on getting our different programs more involved in integrating activities with the greater community transformation grant initiative called Choose Health LA. And advocating to public health organizations about how they can use this to meet our common missions. Community intervention workers, we want to continue to do that and measure the impact. Sustainability, we're looking at how we can expand to more parks or maybe different times throughout the year, other high need times of year. We're looking into building up the infrastructure at parks to make this an ongoing effort. And we're also looking at building on the partnerships we have to make this a more regional effort. LA County is huge. Summer Night Lights in the city of Los Angeles, they have a huge program. The county and the city have always collaborated with the resource fairs and other elements. Long Beach has their own Summer Night Lights program, which the county has also collaborated with. And starting this year, the city of Pasadena started their own program. And we're going to look at building on those efforts and how we can work together to really transform the communities throughout the county. And also building up the evidence base, collecting more data, working with the other programs like the City of Los Angeles, Long Beach, Pasadena, to look at the impact of this model. So in sum, as a violence prevention initiative, it does have the opportunity for broad public health impact, as we've seen with physical activity and linkage to resources. Residents are able to take back the park. These are no longer gang territories. They can take ownership of them. social cohesion has really brought neighbors together and brought community members together with law enforcement and also public agencies, which can be intimidating in other settings. It's a positive space for outreach and services. The people are there, so we're working with local organizations. If they want to work in communities like South LA, this is a perfect space for them to show up and do what they do. It's a great engagement opportunity for youth. One of the things that we're going to work on is developing youth councils in each of the parks to identify a public health issue that they want to work on and address in their community. So that's an exciting part we're working on. And overall, it has a recreational appeal. You get them there with the concerts and the movies, and transformative potential. It has a great opportunity for health impact. Thank you.